Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. We get this question a lot nowadays about Laylatul Nifs min al-Sha'ban, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. What is a Muslim supposed to do? Is there some special worship? Should we be sending each other greetings on WhatsApp and Facebook and Twitter? Is this something where you go out to the graveyards on this night and visit dead relatives, or go to the masjid and make 100 rak'at in jama'ah or something like this? So with this question and everything else, it has to be evaluated in the light of the Qur'an and the sahih ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't find any reference to the Laylatul Nisf min al-Sha'ban in the Qur'an in an authentic manner. And some of the ulama took certain ayat that maybe was referencing that, but if we look at the authentic narrations, those are about Laylatul Qadr. So in the Qur'an we find no reference. So what do? We go to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many ahadith that mention Laylatul Nisf min al-Sha'ban. Regarding the virtue of this night, and also regarding certain ibadat, certain worships in this night. Regarding those ahadith that mentions a particular worship in this night or fasting the next day, those are all fabrications. Those are extremely weak, matruk, rejected or fabricated ahadith. So none of those are established. In fact, one of the early classic scholars of Islam, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, in his amazing book called Lataif al-Ma'arif, he discusses this in great detail. He talks about those narrations that are there and what was the practice of some of the Salaf. And in summary, he writes, فَالْبَابْ أَحَدِيثْ أَجْرْ فِيهَا دَعْفْ. And he's very beautiful. He says, in all of those ahadith that mentions the particular rewards of this night, there is weakness. طيب. Now, if we look at the ahadith that mention this to be a special night, the best of those can be found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah. And this is a hadith reported from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, where he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the middle night of Sha'ban, he looks at his creation and he forgives all of them except a mushrik and a mushahin. Yani mushahin, somebody who harbors animosity against somebody else. Tayyib, beautiful hadith, but we have to look at the chain of narrators. There are two clear weaknesses in this chain. First of them, Abdurrahman ibn al-Luhayya, he is a weak narrator. And secondly, Al-Walid ibn Muslim, he is a mudallis. So it's a weak narration. Every other narration about the middle of Sha'ban is also weak. Now, some of the scholars thought that those narrations put together do mention that it's a special night. And that's an acceptable opinion. But there is no particular worship associated with this night. No 100 rak'at, no visiting graves, no sending greetings, and no sending congratulations about this kind of thing. None of that is established from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a Muslim should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua every night of the year and continue to do that and focus on special nights, but not get into any kind of bid'at by starting any new practices, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us in the sahih authentic hadith that kullu bid'atan dalala wa kullu dalatan fil nar, that every innovation is a bid'ah and every bid'ah leads to the fire.